Hello and welcome to What's Brewing, CISFA? What's Brewing, CISFA is a podcast produced for the California Community Colleges Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I serve as the 2020-2021 CISFA president.
And I'm Dana Yarbrough, Dennis's fellow employee at Los Angeles Mission College.
What's Brewing, CISFA hopes to inform and entertain you 30 minutes at a time.
So, let's start the show. And welcome to another episode of What's Brewing, CISFA? Let's start this show with our first cup.
All right. And Dana, what did you pour yourself this morning? Did you pour yourself a hot beverage yet?
Oh my goodness. I have been dropping the ball. It's another bottle of water.
Oh my goodness. I hear you. You know, just to make the show legitimate from my end, I do my Ralph's order and I do the pickup. And so I made certain that I had coffee in my order because I have this little 3-cup coffee pot thing, you know? Okay. And so I finally bought some, we can use brand, Seattle's Best, and I think a Pete's coffee of some sort, but very light roast for me.
Okay. Back in the office, you did used to bring Pete's coffee. Yeah.
Occasionally, this is the bag stuff, you know, already ground up because I don't have I think I took my little grinder I'd bought years and years before when I had a coffee maker and brought it to the office.
Okay.
And then it just disappeared. So I don't know what happened. Because I had some bags of whole bean coffee from a fellow professor on campus who would get us once in a while a couple bags. So I don't know if people ever used it or who knows what happened.
Okay.
And then we all moved over to Dennis's K-Cup machine, which was the impetus for this whole show. I know.
I miss it. Now, Dennis, you know, I'm curious. I never really paid attention. So do you just like to drink it straight black or do you like to add some sugar, some creamer some other extras?
I don't add generally like creamer half and half and stuff. Occasionally.
Okay.
I may throw in a little bit of sugar, but I'll say like when I would go to a cigar shop in town when they were open, if I was there for some reason early on a Saturday, I'd probably just have coffee black.
Okay.
And again, he had just a couple different roasts that he'd get. He'd get that Major Dickinson's roast. And I think that's a Pete's, if I remember. I can't remember exactly. But and a funny story about that, Major Dickinson's coffee blend. I don't know if you remember Brian Dickinson, who worked for the chancellor's office.
Okay, yes.
Uh-huh. You know, he was one of our student financial aid specialists up there at the state chancellor's office. He recently retired. But I happened to bring it up one time because he would normally attend the CISFA exec board meetings, as would most of the support staff from the chancellor's office. Because, you know, it's tied in. We do our CISFA exec board meetings with the chancellor's office because our regional reps serve as part of their consultative body. And so we happened to talk one time about the fact that, you know, this Major Dickinson's blend, the last name is spelled the same way as Brian's name. And so he told me a story that the reason that is it's one of his relatives. The guy who created that blend for coffee many years ago, who was friends with, I think it was an uncle maybe of his. And so that's how he used his name. I'm like, well, does that mean we can get some free coffee? I don't think I had a straight answer on that, though. But for all I know, Mr. Dickinson that I know, Brian, has a storage room full of bags of that blend.
Bags of coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. That would be awesome. You know, just wake up and go downstairs and open your cupboard with bags of coffee.
Well, we'll definitely get to having some real coffee, I'm sure, this coming week, because we all know what happens next week, at least for us.
Oh, boy. Yes.
It's the start of the fall semester.
The start of the fall semester. You got it.
Los Angeles Community College District. So are you ready?
You know what? I am. I am, Dennis. This week we had our, you know, our last overhaul, you know, processing students, getting them all ready. And so, yeah, I feel good. And I like what the campus has done to, you know, assist students who may not have access to technology. You know, we had giving away those.
Chromebooks.
Chromebooks. Yeah. So we're giving away those Chromebooks. So I think, you know, the campus is doing, or I should say the district is doing their best to accommodate our students since, you know, we are going to be remote for the completion of the semester.
Yeah, I mean, they really have made some efforts. In fact, they've had to do some problem solving recently, you know, as they're trying to figure out how best to make it so students can request computers. So they're doing a one single application through the district's website, through that software that we run for scholarships. So they're doing one app, make it easy instead of nine separate ones, and then divide it out by schools to look at. Mm-hmm. Also, initially, we were going to get additional Chromebooks, but there's been some holdup in getting them in to the U.S., you know, because it's some trade issues and stuff like that. So the school is switching to, I think it's a Surface to Go, smaller computer. So yeah. It's, I think it's more like a tablet, somebody said, that a supplier was able to supply enough for the colleges at this point. Because otherwise students would have to almost wait till like late September to get them. And obviously with classes starting next week, that could be 3 or 4 weeks in and really discourage our students. So, let's hope we're all ready to go. Let's hope our students are ready to go. Yeah. Our fall semester is upon us.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it helps, you know, to try to stay positive, you know, in light of everything going on. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it will be okay, you know, as long as we, like I said, you know, just try to be more optimistic and, you know, be there to support our students and encourage them, because sometimes, I don't know about you, Dennis, but sometimes students just need somebody to maybe just talk to, you know?
Absolutely. I know it's been a little hard, obviously, on them as it is for us to connect in the ways that we would when they'd come to the counter. And obviously we have friendly staff like you and others from our office. And I know across the state that have to be there for the students to listen to them, because, you know, sometimes, and, you know, especially when you're talking about, it's one thing when you go to your local, let's say grocery store, and you want to talk to a manager, you kind of talk to one person, but we're colleges, even the smallest colleges in our state, community colleges, we have an admissions department. We have financial aid. We have counseling. We have EOPS. We have a business office or business services. We may have a veterans office. And so it's easy to get lost in the shuffle or know where to start.
Absolutely.
Sometimes.
Yes.
And we certainly, I'm sure you've seen that. Sometimes people don't know. Is it financial aid and scholarships and employment and veteran services and foster youth services? I mean, sometimes we combine different things. And so it can get very confusing for a student, without a doubt.
Yeah, you definitely can get lost in translation there. Mm-hmm. And but, you know, that's why we're here, to help guide them, you know, give them a pathway, you know. But exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Yeah.
Well, here's to us getting into next week, and for all of our friends across the state who are either already into their fall semester or ready to start, good luck.
Good luck to you all.
Yes. So now today, instead of an interview, which we have one scheduled for next week, we'll talk probably about Tuesday about who we have coming on next week, Friday. We just got a lot of news from across the state and beyond, and maybe some fun stuff for our last segment.
You know, Dennis, I read this really interesting article at CNBC.com, and it's titled "Ex-Google Employees from Virtual Tech, Form Virtual Tech School." for gap year students amid college disclosures. You know, it notates in the article that an estimated 40% of students nationwide are considering taking time off this year, in light of, you know, universities and colleges turning to online education. So the school created by these ex-Google employees named, I believe it's pronounced Zoogler.
Zoogler School. Zoogler School. How do you spell that, though?
Okay, so it's spelled X-O-O-G-L-E-R.
Oh, like ex-Googler. Okay.
Yes.
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting. Very interesting. So the school, they'll run like an 8-week course where students can learn from some, you know, prominent Silicon Valley peeps, you know. Now, this is only open to college juniors and seniors, but I wanted to bring it up as, you know, we all are seeing, you know, at our colleges some interesting shifts in enrollment.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, although enrollment may be down for us at this point, you know, and I think we talked about this on the last show, I think, you know, I'm thinking, and I think, you know, if you listen to some others, sometimes that's because of that technology gap. You know, it's one thing when we shifted in the middle of a spring semester to being online, but for so many others, you know, I mean, to come back into the fall semester or start, you know, right out of high school, if they're not ready, they don't have the computers and the internet access, you know, it can be a real big issue.
Right, right. So, yeah, so I think this is really really innovative and again, really a real interesting, you know, idea.
Yeah. Because I know there's going to be students either coming out of high school or like this aimed at, you know, students midway through their college, you know, the gap year idea, you know, in the olden days, it'd be one of those things that, you know, some people would take that gap year out of high school, travel, volunteer,
find themselves.
You know, depending upon you know, some people's religious backgrounds, it might be the year they do missionary work or something.
Absolutely.
But some of those opportunities aren't the same thing. You may not want to travel or you know, do a lot of volunteer work if it takes you out of the country where you could be quarantined for a while. You know, it could be real complicated at this point. But yeah,
and there also maybe
No, I was going to say that, you know, it's an interesting idea. Hopefully we'll see more ideas like this type of thing from the Zooglers.
Yeah. Again, like you said, I am looking forward to see how this pans out, you know, and then even, you know, once we're past the certain, you know, the situation that we're in, you know, how it will look even after.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. I mean, we'll see if some of these things continue on. So we'll put a link to the show in our show notes to that CNBC.com article. I'll do one more, and then I think we'll hit our break time here. But I was reading Goldie Blumenstick, who's a senior writer over at the Chronicle for Higher Ed, wrote a piece recently called Community Colleges Are in the Spotlight Again. And I think that's exactly how she would have said it. her opening line is, "Will it be community colleges to the rescue this time?" And she goes on to talk about how, you know, oftentimes during economic downturns like the one we've experienced over these last few months, community colleges have been there really to help retool unemployed or underemployed people. She highlights five themes in particular that she garnered from discussions with community college presidents. Just to touch on a couple of these real quick, you know, one of them was about looking at smoother transfer pathways and improving relationships among community colleges and our elementary and secondary schools. Very interesting article, not too long of a read. I think you might be able to get it without having to have a Chronicle subscription. But either way, we'll put a link to that in our show notes. I think looking at our time here, Dana, let's save some of the other news for later, but let's take a short musical interlude before we head into our second cup. Mm-hmm.
And welcome to our second cup segment on the What's Brewing CISFA show.
So pour yourself, in this case, just another cup of your lukewarm, tepid water.
Yes. I'll have some water on the rocks. Here we go.
There you go. Water on the rocks. Wow.
On the rocks.
That's great.
Dennis, hopefully, you know what? Yeah, it's water. It's water. I'm not even going to mess with you.
Let's not, go getting ourselves in trouble with our CISFA brethren out there. You're funny. Well, let's go. We'll cover a little bit more news here, seeing we got some time, and then we're going to save time during our last sip for a talk about an interesting cat.
Oh,
I think hep cat, right?
Yes, a very hip.
Yes,
hip.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, yes. Federal Student Aid recently released an electronic announcement, actually yesterday, announcing the availability of a 2021-2022 FAFSA.gov preview presentation. It's an actual PowerPoint. And the idea here is, to help assist financial aid people like me and you who are creating our FAFSA night presentations, and we need screenshots of the 2021-2022 FAFSA. Considering the FAFSA demo site doesn't come available usually literally until days before the next FAFSA comes out. No. So at the end of September, the downloadable PowerPoint, and I downloaded it, it's really pretty big. It's like 32 megabytes. So it's got all the screenshots you need. Will be a big help to many of us. And so for this, we'll put a link to that electronic announcement in the show notes so that you too, if you're working on your FAFSA night presentation, even if you're doing it by Zoom, like most of the ones I've been setting up myself here, you'll have the screenshots that you can use from the FAFSA.gov website.
And if we have any high school counselors out there in our audience, in case you missed it, the California Student Aid Commission recently announced the winners in their race to submit statewide campaign. The campaign is aimed at increasing the number of high school seniors who complete the FAFSA and California Dream Act application. CSAC recognizes the high schools with the highest completion rates in the state. For more information, check out Special Alert GSA 2020-31. A link to the special alert will be in our show notes.
I know on this one, and I did check the list here, we have some winners in the LA area near our school.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we do. We do.
I'm not going to take all the credit here, but I think this is definitely the high school counselors, but I saw that Sun Valley Magnet in Sun Valley nearby us, they were in one of the smaller school groups there, for a smaller enrollment. They were in the top three. And Granada Hills Charter High School, who we work with regularly from LA Mission College for their FAFSA nights. In fact, I think we're set up for one in October, online, of course. They were number three in the schools with over 800 students.
That's so good.
So that's good to see. And it's great.
Yeah.
It's a good, easy campaign. Again, what they do is they track, because again, you have high school information on the FAFSA and the Dream Act application, including name of school. They use that to track percentage wise how many of the high school seniors are completing the FAFSA. So it's a great competition. It's good to see the California Student Aid Commission people recognizing the high schools across the state. So we'll put the link to that in our show notes. It's really easy though. It's CSAC, which is for California Student Aid Commission. So csac.ca.gov/special-alerts. But we'll put that link in the show notes. Now, Dana, before we get into our last segment, I had an idea I wanted to run by you.
Okay.
As CISFA president, usually I kind of oversee the CISFA executive board meetings. We do quarterly meetings, not quite on the exact quarter. We do July, October, January meeting. We have officially our business meeting at the conference, which is for the coming year, going to be first week of March. And then we have a May meeting where we start to transition from one board to another. Now, not having a 2020 conference, we connected with a number of CISFA members over the summer by doing a separate business meeting because we would have done that at the conference. And we had to get one in before the end of June, because officially I start July 1st as president. So past president Michael Deere had to make sure he had that on his agenda, and we did. But I was thinking of, in light of all that, and the idea that, you know, our regions do have regular meetings. You know, they usually meet after the CSFA exec board meeting because a lot of topics come up. The state chancellor's office people talk and they bring up some stuff they want to bring back to the regions. But I was wondering, what do you think about if we did maybe like super regional meetings where we had like regions 1, 2, and 3, the top part of the state. We have some CSFA exec board people, maybe someone from the chancellor's office. We do like a big level Zoom for all those financial aid directors and other staff that want to sit in and on it and talk about topics related to state financial aid. What's your thoughts?
You know, I think this is a good idea. Let me ask you though. So do you have an idea of what the count would be?
Well, you know, I mean, in any given region, we're talking anywhere. I think the smallest region, and some of them at the top of the state are small, big land masses of fewer schools, like Shasta, Butte, and some of those schools up in the northern part. Maybe 6 to 7 schools in a region. When you get down to L.A., and this is one of the reasons Region 7, which is most of the colleges in L.A., and Region 8, which is most of those in Orange County, meet together, we have like 30-some schools between the two of them.
Okay.
So, you know, we might still do like a 7 and an 8 and a 9 and a 10, 9 being mostly Riverside and San Bernardino. Region 10 is San Diego and Imperial Valley. You know, doing like some kind of combination. So it might vary. We might have anywhere from 30 to 50 people is my guess.
Okay. I think that's doable.
Yeah.
You know, nobody will wild out. So,
you know, and hopefully no one Zoom bombs that kind of meeting right now. not that you would know anything about Zoom bombing now.
Oh boy. Poor Dana. That's a story. How about we save that story for
another day? We'll save that story for another day. No, that was really funny what you told me recently. But, okay, yeah, I'm thinking we might try to structure something like that. Now, as soon as we have a feedback loop for people for this show, we'll get their opinions. I'm working on getting some kind of email address set up other than just my personal one so people can feedback to us their ideas and input on the show. So expect to see that and other updates soon somewhere out on the CSFA website or in our show notes too. But Dana, I think we're at that point again. We're going to do another, short little musical interlude here until we hit up on our last sip. All right, Dana, are you ready for our last sip?
Give it to me. Oh,
there we go.
It hit the spot.
See, when we're having hot coffee, it's going to be even that much better.
Man,
I can't wait. Now, Dana, we did some show prep work. So everyone, yes, this is not always fully scripted or fully ad-libbed. But you're gonna hold off on an I Dare You To segment, right? You want to save yourself for another day.
I do. And I got to share that Zoom bomb story too.
Oh, I think that's another one. Yeah, I dare you to lock down your Zoom or something.
Yeah.
It's funny because for all the Zooms I've been in yet, I don't know if I've experienced something like that yet. But you're going to tell us more later.
I will. And I'll keep the I'll keep the profanity to a minimum.
Please do. This is a clean family show. Let's not get out of hand. So I do have an I Dare You To Listen To because we'll cover books at another point because I want to cover books in light of topics and ideas for conference. And I'll tell you more about that later. But I have a Dare You To Listen To selection for us today. And it's going to be Jeff Goldblum and the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra's, it's a newish album. It's not brand new, but it's called The Capitol Studios Sessions. And this is an album he put out, I think it was late 2018. It's recorded live at Capitol Studios. And if you have good headphones, people, or good hi-fi stereos at home, the soundstage is really great. And he brings in a lot of great jazz musicians. Sarah Silverman, comedian, sings on a song or two. Haley Reinhardt, I think it is. Younger female singer out there. And he does a bunch of jazz-type songs. If you did not know, Jeff Goldblum is a pretty fantastic piano player. And I don't think people know that about him.
I didn't know that.
I'd heard a little bit about it. Living in Los Angeles, there was a restaurant called Vermont, and now it's called, I think, the Rockwell. And somewhere upstairs or whatever, he would play like every few weeks with his little group. It's not a full orchestra. It's like a little jazz band. And I believe
like a trio, maybe?
Yeah, like a small group. Okay. But he'd play out in the Los Feliz part of L.A. here on a regular basis. Now, of course, not during current pandemic. But, yeah, he's really, really good. And I was really surprised at that.
I did not know this about him. I have to check him out. I'm going to have to check this out.
Yeah. But,
I'm going to have to take this dare.
You might have to because, of course, we all know him from, like, movies like The Fly.
Of course. Yes.
All 75 Jurassic Park movies. Independence Day, where he's the guy trying to save the world, along with Will Smith, of course. And I guess I looked up his IMDb stuff. He was on an episode of Laverne and Shirley back in 1982.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to YouTube that.
Yeah, right? I'm going to have to figure. Because how young could he have been at that point, right?
Yeah, right?
Was he playing a school-age kid or something walking down the street? I don't know.
Oh, and then, Dennis, he has that show on Disney Plus. I believe it's called The World According to Jeff Goldblum.
Oh,
yeah. Check it out, too.
I think they did like a preview of that just a couple episodes on like another channel in the Disney Plus world, because I don't get Disney Plus, but it was on like National Geographic. And I think that's one of those you can get through the Disney Plus subscription. Mm-hmm. And, you look at this guy and, he's a little goofy, but he doesn't age
like he ages well. Like,
and he is just, he is Mr. Positive. He's not trying to be goofy or snarky that you get so much of these days. He's just right out there being funny, having a good time when he interviews people. And again, I only saw a couple episodes, so I might have to now get this, it's definitely worthwhile. So Jeff Goldblum is my pick for the I Dare You To Listen To. He's only got a couple albums out anyways, but look for the Capitol Studios Sessions wherever you buy your music or download it or listen to or Spotify or whatever you want to do. You can find it out there. But Dana, you know what time it is? We are here and we are rolling towards the end of our show. So I want to thank our co-host, Dana, for joining us today on What's Brewing, CISFA. And thank you, our audience, for tuning in.
Hey, and don't forget, everyone, to check out the CISFA website at cccsfaaa.org. That's cccsfaaa.org. You'll find I'm going to take my time on this one,
yes,
Twitter handle on our homepage. So please follow us on Twitter.
For this and all WBC, that's What's Brewing CISFA, shortened, podcasts, find our feed through Google Podcasts at podcasts.google.com and search for CISFA. For those using Apple devices, search for CISFA on the Apple Podcasts app. And you can always find all of our episodes at wbccisfa.podbean.com. That's wbccsfaaa.podbean.com. And that's the words pod and bean is one word.
What's Brewing CISFA is a production of Studio 1051, a creative collaboration of Dennis Schrader and myself.
And this has been episode number 15. Recorded the morning of Friday, August 28th, 2020. Have a great day.
And have a great weekend.